Hello and welcome to awareness.podomatic.com. In the background, of course, you can hear the cicadas. Do you know much about the cicada? It will live up to 17 years underground. Before it comes up to be the loud bug that we all know. And then the eggs are laid, they fall down to the ground as larvae. Bury themselves up to 2 feet into the soil in a complete darkness, cold, moist soil, gnawing on roots until it is the age of a teenager, a human teenager, all of that time. I was thinking that I have lived some of my life this way. Certain aspects of a human being, they remain in the dark to us. We can go on for many, many years not knowing what the light looks like. So I was wondering, what would happen if we took a look at an aspect of life and we're going to look at it like it is a part of our life that is causing us pain? So take a moment and identify something that is painful for you, a relationship, something you don't have that you want, something that, well, it should not be like this, it should be some other way. If you took a moment, find one. It can be something small, it can be something big. It can be a worry about the future. It could be a memory. It could be something that is a memory that you are worried about happening again. It could even be the idea like something is going to get you. Find a little place, something painful. I know we want to spend most of our time avoiding pain. For now, I am asking you to go into it, find something. Go into it, we're going to explore it for a moment. I promise you that no harm will be done. No harm any more than you are already doing to yourself. I'll also let you know that the cicadas, they can come in waves of billions. Those little larvae that have been living for so many years under the ground, they come in waves of millions and billions. Have you found a fear? You should really have a little bit of pain going on. It usually is not that far away, but the lettuce look like it is this pain that is the darkness that we are avoiding. We want to avoid being in that darkness, like the cicada underground for so long. This little piece of upset, or this big black gooey gob of upset, I want you to notice, where do you think it is located? Root around for it. Crawl in the darkness, root around. Where is this bit of pain? This worry, fear, where is it located? You know, they spend their time, those 13, 17 years underground, eating these roots in the dark. It is a source of nourishment for them. This long, dark life they have. It's not like a mosquito, they are done in weeks. One little cicada bug lives longer than a dog sometimes. And billions of them are doing this, born each year. Rooting around in the dark. It is very nourishing for them to root around. It also happens to be very good for all of the plants. So by now you have found at least one piece of darkness to look at. You are rooting around. For me, I'll pick a common theme for my own life. Sometimes I do not hear from certain friends that are important to me, and I start to worry, and I think I must have done something to upset them. Something is wrong. They don't like me anymore. They don't have me around anymore. Why are they being such jerks to me? They never call me. I do not talk to them for weeks. Once I have this thought, I don't bother to call them. I don't bother to go to their house. I wallow around, wondering, worrying, angry at them, asking stupid questions to the wrong person. That would be myself. I am the wrong person to be asking stupid questions. I should be asking them my stupid questions. But there I am, alone, in the dark, for weeks, not knowing if my neighbor is next to me in that darkness, or if I am actually alone, I cannot tell. I am in the dark. It's like I am a little cicada larva in the ground, rooting around, wondering and worrying, oh, what am I going to eat for nourishment? What am I going to eat for nourishment? Telling myself stories. They don't care about me or my family anymore. Well, fine, then I don't care about them and their family anymore. All of it in the dark. But then, when I pull my head out of that dark place, pun intended, and my suffering has gotten to a good, ripe, tolerable, barely tolerable amount of suffering, I go, oh my goodness, look what I have been doing to myself. My own conflict has been in my head. The dialogue has been with myself, a monologue. I have been making them into bad people, when in reality I am the one having the solo conversation, that they are jerks because they are not in touch with me. Ah, maybe now I am reaching the surface after 17 years of darkness. Maybe I am coming around. And like the cicadas, I want to sing my stupid little song out loud in the sunshine. I am screeching and screeching and screeching. I have made it from the dark. I am into the light. Now I see. Now I see. I have eyes. What are these things, these eyes? A new sense has come to life for me. My eyes, I can see. And so, my life is nearly over. I crawl up into a tree. I have wild, passionate sex as long as I can. And then, I am a cicada carcass. If you've never seen one, you should go and search the web for cicada carcass and you'll see what I'm talking about. Finally, I am free. And I am like the cicada. I leave my carcass behind and I have no more problems. But the point here is that you are moving towards that light. There is always another layer of dirt upon you somewhere in your life. Now, what is it that has you come into the light? What is that thing that has you come into the light? Well, let's look at what does not have you come into the light. I am keeping these thoughts to myself. I stay in the dark. I am telling myself, I have all of my things together. I am not in the dark, crawling around in the dirt in pain, suffering. Everything is fine. And the fact is, there are many areas of my life where everything is fine. It is the way it is, and I love it. But when I am honest with myself, my brain is not a fixed object. It has thoughts. It has thoughts that I am not directing sometimes, and they can run away on their own without me just fine. So coming into the light is simply not staying in the dark. The issue is, however, it is often difficult when you are rooting around in the dark to do it by yourself. Sometimes you do not know which way is up out of the ground, and you need a little bit of reflection with someone else. Hey, you're digging deeper into the dirt. Silly. Try going the other direction. You don't yet have eyes in that one little area of your life that is causing you pain. You do not have eyes. You cannot see, but you are in pain. How do you help yourself to get out of the dark? Turns out that those cicada carcasses, even as carcasses, they are quite nourishing. I hope you have enjoyed this one with me on this warm summer night and the many sounds of my neighborhood. Thank you for joining me on awareness.podomatic.com.